Fermaster's productive there in the first half, but I think in the second half he's really showed your class and he's kicked on, and the ability to find the back of the net in the end proved the difference.
Yeah, the goals were a huge difference. Even the goal in the first half, again, he kept us in touch. There's a strong enough breeze there now, and we didn't have a good first half now, but we got a goal early in the second half. I think Leo got the goal early in the second half and it settled us a wee bit, and yeah, we kicked on then for the next 10-15 minutes after that.
Was that a wee bit of a concern in the first half? I think he's posted 8 wides, and you know, as they tottered up and Fermaster's kind of grew in strength and tagged on 4 towards the end of the first half to actually go in front. Was that a bit of a concern or a bit of a disappointment?
No, it was definitely a concern, and we talked about that at half time. I think Masters made a kick 1 wide in the first half, whereas as you said, we had 8 in the first half. Like, we'd 17 shots in the first half to their 9, and we found ourselves 2 points down, so it was definitely a concern in half time now, but we still felt with the forwards and with the boys coming off the bench as well that things would go right for us eventually.
And that's probably the big plus, that you can produce scores from so many different places. I think you said 7 or 8 different contributors there over the hour, and in any game that there's a huge plus. Instead of marking 1 or 2 marquee forwards, you can spread the scores, and even Owen Wade popping up from wing half back with 2 or 3 points too, very impressive.
Yeah, definitely, and the likes of Owen and Leon and Dara coming out of the bench, and they're all scoring forwards, and it does make a difference when a game opens up a wee bit that you have a bit of strength like that in the bench, so it makes a huge difference, right?
Leo McLoone bagged a hat-trick from midfield too, and it just goes to show you how he is important and remains important to Niamh Connell.
Yeah, Leo is a huge player. He's proved that for the last 10 years for us. Now he's a massive player for us, and there's no doubt in Leo's ability, and he showed himself again there today.
And people wanting to see what Kieran Thompson can produce at this level as well now, with a couple of seasons of county football and county training under his belt. He got a second half goal there, and it probably showcased what he's very good at, you know, pace from the middle, give and go, and can finish as well.
Yeah, I thought Kieran got to, I think it was 2 goals Kieran got, and Leo got 2, I think it was that way. But yeah, Kieran's he's a fabulous footballer. He's a good finisher, and if you give him a chance, he'll score. He kicked 1 or 2 wides, he'll be disappointed with today, but in general he's a good man to kick a score, right?
That's your place secure now in the knockout stages, but of course another game left next week, and I'm sure you want to finish top off the group and get the 3-1s under the belt, and probably use some of your bench too and give them a run out next week.
Yeah, well, I think we're not actually guaranteed through yet. If we were to lose by heavy score next week and Termon were to win, you'd have 3 teams and 4 points, so score difference could come into it. But I think we racked up a good enough score there today, so we'd need a heavy beating next week now to go out. But you know, we're working off a panel of 20-21 players at the moment, because you don't want to pull from the reserves either, and it's difficult. And we'll have Anthony coming back now. Anthony was suspended for today. We'll have him back next week. It'll strengthen things as well.